I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The news in Ukraine today is of a rescue operation at a 100-year-old coal mine in the eastern part of the country. 23 miners have been brought to safety so far. Family members of the miners who are still trapped are anxious and increasingly frustrated.
I'm waiting for my son. I have waited for so many hours. I have no more strength to wait. They keep telling us to wait one more hour, one more hour. How many more hours can we wait? Nobody does anything, and my son is waiting somewhere there below, or maybe he is dead.
That's from a TV report called Russia Today. The explosion at the mine happened yesterday morning. The fate of at least a dozen miners is still unknown. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is following this story from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. What is the government saying at this point about the cause of this explosion?
Well, it's thought to be an explosion of a pocket of methane gas deep down inside the mine shaft. What happens as you dig deeper, pockets of methane get more common and the heat also gets more intense. So you combine that heat with the pockets of methane and coal dust and the electricity that you use to light and cool the facility down there. And methane explosions, certainly in Ukraine, are actually quite a common feature.
Yeah, we should say that this is the same element involved in the Sago mine accident in West Virginia a few years back, where 13 miners were trapped. Only one of them survived. In Ukraine, where you are right now, how far underground were those miners?
The two that were brought to the surface early on Monday morning were at a depth of 750 metres. The other 21 that we know so far that have been brought up were at a depth of 1 kilometre. That's about two-thirds of a mile. These accidents are very frequent indeed. We saw one just a couple of weeks ago in the same area on the 23rd of May that claimed the lives of 11 miners. Now, as a result of that accident, this mine, the Karl Marx mine that we're talking about here, had actually been declared unsafe. The management of the mine says that the 37 people that were down there were working to improve safety. But what we saw on Monday was a lot of the relatives and some trades unions leaders casting doubt on whether they had actually stopped extracting coal from that shaft.
Here in the United States, Gabriel, miners are equipped with emergency oxygen packs. Is it known whether the miners in the explosion there have any emergency equipment?
I don't know if these particular miners had emergency oxygen packs. Ukraine has been investing over the years in its mining equipment. The Ukrainian government and private mines have been investing in more state-of-the-art equipment, but the problem is that they have a huge amount of catching up to do.
In general, coal has what place in the overall energy production of Ukraine?
Well, it's gaining an ever more important place, I think, especially politically. There are two points here. Ukraine's often seen as divided between East and West. In terms of production, the East is very much industry, very much coal. The West, very much agricultural. And we have a westward-looking president here. If he starts shutting down coal fields in the East, that could play very badly for him at the ballot box, and also in terms of disuniting the country. The second point here is Russia, the vast neighbor to Ukraine's north and east. Ukraine is very reliant on Russian gas for its energy, and we've seen what some Ukrainians regard as Russians playing politics with their energy reserves, sometimes switching off the gas. Many Ukrainians here now thinking that they need to rely more heavily on their own reserves, and for the moment that means coal.
And this is a place that is very concerned about oil, gas, coal, energy, nuclear energy as part of its national security.
Absolutely. And not just Ukraine's national security, but by extension, the rest of Europe as well. Now, if you look at a map of Europe, pretty much one of the very few ways that Russian energy can get to Europe is through Ukraine. So Ukraine plays this very central role in the trade between Russia and Europe, a relationship that isn't always very easy. And many Ukrainians feel that they suffer from that piggy in the middle status.
Getting back to the mine collapse itself, what are officials saying about how long the miners could survive down there?
Well, they're very worried. When I spoke to them earlier on Monday, they said waters were rising, things were getting critical. So now we've got this at least a dozen miners still unaccounted for. Now, the government is saying that they are still putting in all efforts to try and save these. But I think to the relatives who are gathered around the entrance to the mine shaft for the second day running, things will be looking quite bleak now, and some of them will be starting to lose hope.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse following this story from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Lisa.